Welcome. The focus of today's interview is the Center for Economic Opportunity, or CEO. It's a unit within the mayor's office in New York City. Mayor Michael Bloomberg established the CEO in 2006 to develop new and innovative anti-poverty initiatives and to rigorously test them to see what works. The center manages an innovation fund that provides about $100 million annually, over half of which comes from city tax revenue, but also includes support from federal, state, and private funds. In the 7 years since its launch, the CEO has worked in partnership with 28 city agencies and over 200 community-based providers to pilot 50 programs. To tell us more about the CEO, I'm joined by its executive director, Kristen Morse. Kristen, welcome to the blog. I want to start out with a question that may be on the minds of state and local leaders when they hear about this initiative, which is raising that kind of money is a challenge, especially during these tough budgetary times. It doesn't necessarily have to be $100 million per year like in New York City. It could be less for a smaller jurisdiction. But tell us about how important the funding aspect is to achieving your mission.
The money is important, but I think so is the call to action. So I think equally important was the statement that poverty is important, that this is a mission that crosses many different domains, and certainly within city government, there are many different potential entities that have a piece of it, but nobody who owns enough of it to be truly effective. So I think there was a really good process of bringing people together, and that is certainly something that other cities can and have done. The money, frankly, just makes it easier. What we found was that there were all sorts of commissioners and people from the private sector, all sorts of people had really great and creative ideas of things that we could do. They couldn't always find room to do it within their own budgets, either because the budgets were constrained or because they came with, you know, specific guidelines. But this little bit of seed money really catalyzed a lot of activity. And I think in the last few years, as budgets have gotten even smaller, we've seen a lot of sort of competitions and prizes as, frankly, pretty inexpensive ways to catalyze a lot of new activity.
So the CEO coordinates the agenda, but the programs themselves are largely implemented by city agencies. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct. And so our first rung of partners are other city agencies. So, for example, we have a program that we're doing, a community college graduation program. Our partner is the City University of New York. Our programs for young people might be with our Department of Education or Department of Youth. They, in turn, will often contract out with mostly nonprofits to be the actual service deliverers.
The community college program that you just mentioned is focused on increasing the graduation rates of community college students.
Exactly. And that's actually one of our most successful programs. This is CUNY ASAP, and it's really a program that was designed by the CUNY chancellor, who said, these are the handful of things that get in the way of students graduating. In New York City, as with pretty much anywhere else in the nation, the community college graduation rate is generally lower than 20%. What we've seen with this program is we've increased it to 55% in 3 years. So we've had just phenomenal impacts with this program.
So one of the roles of the CEO is to articulate this citywide goal or mission to reduce poverty. And tell us about how that mission is conveyed.
The mission is articulated, I think, first and foremost as a call for great ideas. In some cases, those great ideas require working across agencies, and it really is bringing people together and getting them out of their silos. With the example of the community college program, that program is wholly self-contained within the six community colleges in New York City. So it's not always, I mean, often it's collaborative, but it can also be very impactful within a particular entity. So I think it's the call to action. And then what we bring on top of that is a real level of accountability, technical assistance where needed, and rigorous monitoring and evaluating. So these things aren't just sort of promises. It's not a press release that goes out and then everyone forgets about it. This is a real commitment, and it's something that we're looking at every quarter. We're looking at that data, and we're really making sure that the program is delivering on its promise.
An evaluation of each of these pilots is an important part of your strategy. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. We've been able to have a lot of fun with evaluation and do everything from simple, straight-up focus groups of a handful of participants to random assignment studies. And we've been equally interested in learning about what interventions work in what context or for which particular populations. So we've done a lot with sort of the implementation and the outcomes along the way. And then ultimately, we do want to have impacts. And when we declare a program successful, it's only when the program has shown real measurable impacts and also that our agency partner has said that this is important. And they need to do that in two ways. One is they need to show that they've started to change practice, and they need to also bring some money to the table. So we will give them our investment. We'll say, here you go. You did a great job. We're going to keep funding this thing, but it's dependent on you also showing us that you're committed to it and that you're going to fund it yourself as well. So that's how we get to sustain it and also grow it.
I'd like to ask you about another pilot program so that we can have an additional example of the types of anti-poverty initiatives that the CEO is helping advance. And this one involves a business sector focused approach to helping job seekers become reemployed. Tell us how CEO dollars help catalyze new innovation in employment services.
In employment services, the primary federal funding source is called the Workforce Investment Act. And this is funding that comes to city and state, and it's managed really around placement targets. How many people can you get into jobs? So the sector-based program absolutely is looking to get people into jobs and, frankly, into better jobs. But the strategy by which it gets there is to work very closely with employers and to really meet the business need in addition to meeting that job seeker's need. And so this was something that our city agency partner, the Department of Small Business Services, which does employment services in New York, they weren't sure that they could do this business-facing approach and still satisfy the placement and outcome targets of their federal funding. So when we offered them this flexible money, they were able to truly experiment. Sector-based programming, where you do have this very intentional focus on a particular industry, where your service provider really can learn what's needed for different types of healthcare jobs or manufacturing or whatever the particular targeted area. So with our programs, we ended up with great results. Our programs placed more people and placed them at higher wages, easily satisfying the requirements for the federal funding. So once we had that year or two of good outcomes, we were able to put more of that federal money in, take out more of those flexible CEO dollars, and put them towards the next innovation. So growing this approach once we had reached that sort of proof point.
And Kristen, have you seen examples where the CEO model is being replicated elsewhere?
We've had lots of great conversations with different cities over the years. We have not seen that many replications of CEO itself. We've seen some great replications of our programs, but not so much of sort of this government entity that tests and evaluates new programs. We have a few examples of other cities that have picked it up and have done it organically themselves. Providence, Rhode Island has done sort of a poverty commission, and they sort of credit the work of CEO for that. Earlier this week, we had a great conversation with the mayor of Albuquerque, who is interested in doing a big campaign around prosperity in his city. So we're excited to see if that takes root.
So Kristen, final question for you. If officials listening to this blog are interested in learning from the CEO or replicating it, any advice for them in terms of why do this now?
This is a time when dollars are precious, so we have to show the results. And we're really set up as kind of a research and development shop. So if you're going to put precious new dollars into something, or frankly, even make room within your existing budget, you want to know that it works. And so we bake that into our process so that we know that your dollars are being well spent.
Kristen Morse from the Center for Economic Opportunity in New York City. Good luck to you and your staff. And thanks so much for being with us today and for sharing your insights.
Thank you. What a pleasure.